Amon Ra was his business name. And my business, he said, is changing the planet. Herman Poole Blount was born in the magic city of Birmingham, Alabama in 1914. We're approaching his centennial year. In a very racially divided South, the city with the largest KKK membership in America. He never felt his name was the right one. Blount, also pronounced Blunt, had no rhythm. His family called him Snookum, but he early picked up the nickname Sonny, which felt right with its multiple meanings, including the sun and the French word for sound, sonne. He was smart, a very good student, a reader, famous for always reading books, learned to read musical notes on a page before he ever played a piano, which he took up when he was 11, and was what we would call a prodigy. He was a professional musician before graduating high school in 1932, studied to be a teacher in college at Florida A&M, and played in various groups, combos, and bands. In 1936, when he was 22, he had an experience, the call, that combined with his religious thinking, changed him forever. He was deeply bothered by the biblical assertion that Jesus came to save us from death, yet people still died. It was years later when he told of confronting a bright light and spacemen contacting him and taking him to Saturn and bringing him back to Earth. This classic abduction experience happened in the 1930s, many years before the famous such stories of the 50s. Yet he first told the story in 1953, and he told it many times in many ways, shifting where it occurred from Huntsville, Alabama, to Chicago, to New York. The reverberations of this call never left him. Sonny stayed in Birmingham until the years of World War II. He was drafted, ignored the summons, and was arrested. He pled that he was a conscientious objector, and also that his physical condition, he had a severe hernia, which gave him pain his entire life and even affected his genitals, made him unfit for service. The result at first was that he was sentenced to a labor camp, but eventually he was classified 4F and went home. In 1946, he moved to Chicago to find his own music. He made his first professional recordings there, playing piano on R&B 78s by Winoni Harris and others. He was copyist and rehearsal pianist for Fletcher Henderson's big band at Club Delisa. But even then, the music he was writing was already very different, with a syncopation Henderson's band didn't understand. He also didn't drink or smoke and talked about morality like a country preacher. Sonny stood out. On off nights from the Delisa, he played for years at a strip club in Calumet City with a literal iron curtain to prevent the black musicians from seeing the naked white women dancing. But in all this constant playing, Sonny grew as a musician and artist. He legally changed his name to Le Sonnier Ra in 1952. Le, as in the French, the, but also El, as in God. Sonny, Sonny, a pun on his name, Ra, the Egyptian sun god, Sun Ra for short. The orchestra became the orchestra. He started his own record label, El Saturn Research, in 1955. He worked not only with jazz combos, but vocal doo-wop groups throughout the 50s. He started cutting LPs in 1956. Transparency is about to release a double CD of the earliest Sun Ra, with over 50 tracks predating 1956. The orchestra started doing space music in the 50s and wearing elaborate space costumes. He contrasted the space world as the future with the history of Egypt past, but both worlds were more myth than reality for him, so in that sense he created a new reality. Music was a subtext for what was a grander plan. He taught and painstakingly modeled and demonstrated to his musicians ways to reach beyond their own intelligence and knowledge into spiritual resources. As Marshall Allen once said, the spirit makes no mistakes. He did not tell his musicians how to play, but what sounds he wanted them to make. The orchestra was always in rehearsal, and starting in the late 30s, with a steel recorder, Sonny recorded everything. If you played in his band for 3 years, they'd say you probably recorded 300 albums. Sonny always stressed change and making things new. In 1960, the orchestra ventured to Montreal, leaving Chicago after many years to see what would happen. After one night, the club, expecting something more rock and roll, fired them. But the word spread so quickly that the next night, the club was packed with people wanting to see Sun Ra. So they got bookings in other clubs and had their first great success. Offered a gig in New York City, the orchestra thought they'd spend a couple weeks there before heading back to Chicago, but they never went back to Chicago again. Over the next 13 years, Sun Ra and his orchestra established themselves as one of the most extreme and far-reaching band of musicians in the world. For 7 years, they played Monday night at Slug Saloon in the East Village, the heart of the new jazz movement. Everybody from Coltrane to Miles to Roland Kirk and Charles Lloyd, Ralph Gleason and Count Basie came to see them. There were dozens upon dozens of records, cross-country tours. The first European tour was 1970, and for the first time ever, the band began to be treated with the distinction they deserved. These were days of little money, but the struggle to make this marvelously surreal and very theatrical music made everything worthwhile. It is also worth noting that there came a time when Sonny's music became more accepted by a white audience. By 1973, the band had plateaued to a level of success that carried them for 17 years. In 1968, they set up a permanent home in Philadelphia, which is where they worked out of for the rest of their careers. They still went to Slugs in New York every Monday night, except when they were touring. In 71, Sonny taught a course on the Black Man and the Cosmos at UC Berkeley, and they received housing from the Black Panthers, though that union faded and Sonny wasn't even paid for his last month's teaching. The world was still full of disappointments. In 1972-73, they were the subjects of the fascinating blaxploitation oddity film Space is the Place, and it does mark that they had reached the plateau of success. But the film itself was hardly seen and disappeared for ages. Music was all that mattered. Yet there was little truly new music after 1973. Some, not much, but the band reached its greatest audiences and they were truly loved, as anyone who attended any of those hundreds of shows can attest. I saw them in Chicago and New York in 79 and 81. Sonny did grow old and ill. Very near the end, he was hospitalized and finally had that hernia operation that he needed, relieving him of a lifetime of pain. He departed Earth for Saturn in 1993, and Marshall Allen still leads the orchestra to this day. Tonight, I'm going to go through as much of Sonny's music as I can to show his many sides and to see how totally chill the Sun Ray can be. So this is a very special night here on Kill Radio. Experimental, jazz, and pop collaged into a thick, rich, and healthy moon stew. It's cosmic therapy. Welcome to the Chill Room. Well, boogie woogie is the
shit.
Thank you.
stop is Jupiter. Second 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 stop is Jupiter. All out for Jupiter!
Ocean of Sound by David Toop, a description of the first Sun Ra Orchestra performance in London in 1970. His first UK performance was one of the most spectacular concerts ever held in this country. Not spectacular so much in terms of effects, which were low on budget but high on strange atmosphere. Spectacular in terms of presenting a complete world view, so occult, so other to all of us in the audience that the only possible responses were outright dismissal or complete intuitive empathy with a man who had chosen to discard all the possibilities of a normal life, even a normal jazz life, in favor of an unremitting alien identity. Fire eaters, a golden-robed dancer carrying a sun symbol, tornadoes of percussion, eerie cello glissandi, ferocious blasts and tendrils of electronic sound from Sun Ra on Farfisa organ and Moog synthesizer, futuristic lyrics of the advertising age sung by June Tyson. If you find Earth boring, just the same old same thing, come on, sign up for Outer Spaceways Incorporated. Saxophone riffs repeated over and over by Pat Patrick and Danny Thompson as they moved down the seating aisles towards the stage, while John Gilmore shredded and blistered a ribbon of multiphonics from his tenor. Film images of Africa and outer space. As depictions of archaic futures, shamanistic theater, images of divined worlds, these devices of cumulative sensory overload were regarded at the time as distractions from the music. But those who concentrated solely on the music ignored Ra's role as a political messenger.
breaking. The galaxies are waiting for planet Earth's awakening. Oh, we sing this song to a great tomorrow. Oh, we sing this song to abolish sorrow. The satellites are spinning, a better day is breaking. The galaxies are waiting for planet Earth's awakening. Oh, we sing.
Sorrow.
Sorrow.
Hereby.
Hereby.
I do invite you.
I do invite you.
Be my space girl.
Be my space girl.
Hereby.
Hereby.
My invitation.
My invitation.
I do invite you.
I do invite you.
Be my space girl.
Be my space girl.
Hereby.
Hereby.
Our invitation.
Our invitation.
We do invite you.
We do invite you.
Be of our space world.
Be of our space world.
Hereby.
Hereby.
Our invitation.
Our invitation.
We do invite you.
We do invite you.
Be of our space world.
Be of our space world.
Hereby.
Hereby.
Our invitation.
Our invitation.
We do invite you.
We do invite you.
Be of our space world.
Be of our space world.
Our invitation.
Our invitation.
We do invite you.
We do invite you.
Be of our space world.
You find Earth boring, just the same old, same thing. Come on, time up without a space wave incorporated. If you find Earth boring, just the same old, same thing. Come on, time up without a space wave incorporated. If you find Earth boring, just the same old, same thing. Come on, sign up without a space wave incorporated. If you find Earth boring, just the same old, same thing. Come on, sign up without a space wave incorporated.
Thank you. I hope you understand. A pharaoh.
Cosmic Space Jazz Group, the Myth Science Orchestra, the Solar Orchestra, the Solar Myth Orchestra, the Intergalactic Orchestra, the Intergalactic Research Orchestra, the Power of Astro Infinity Orchestra, the Solar Hieroglyphics Orchestra, the Nature Immortality Orchestra, the Solar Science Orchestra, the Solar Nature Orchestra, the Intergalactic Research Orchestra, the Humanitarian Orchestra, the Transmolecular Orchestra, the American Spirit Orchestra, the Blue Universe Orchestra, the Intergalactic Cosmo Orchestra, the Cosmodrama Orchestra, the Cosmodiscipline Orchestra, the Cosmo Jet Set Orchestra, the Omniverse Orchestra, the Outer Space Orchestra, the Cosmic Stellar Orchestra, the Disney Odyssey Orchestra, the Space Age Jet Set Orchestra, the Atlantis Odyssey Orchestra, the Astro Solar Orchestra, the Solar Infinity Space Orchestra, the Intergalactic Cosmo Orchestra, the 21st Century Echoes Orchestra, the Intergalactic Infinity Orchestra, the Intergalactic Astro Solar Infinity Orchestra, the Intergalactic Splendors of Love Orchestra, the Outer Galactic Discipline Orchestra, the Year 2000 Myth Science Orchestra, the Astro Intergalactic Infinity Orchestra, the Transgalactic Astro Infinity Orchestra, the Omniverse Ultra 21st Century Orchestra, the Intergalactic Myth Science Solar Orchestra, the Alter Destiny 21st Century Omniverse Orchestra, the Astro Infinity Micro Ensemble Event, the Love Adventure Orchestra, the All-Star Invention, the All-Star Originals Orchestra, the Omniverse Ultra 21st Century Orchestra, the Chicago Reminiscence Orchestra. is worthwhile. There's no limit to what you can do. If you go to space, space is the place. We've been having a session of cosmic therapy with that professor of the black man in the cosmos, Sun Ra. Turns out I've mostly used the soundtrack to the film Space is the Place from 1973, that plateau. But I've tried to take a look at music pre-1973, from 1946 to 1973, just a little of the early. I'll sort it out and list the albums and things when I post this. But we began and ended with Space is the Place. And then Blues at Midnight, Dig This Boogie by Winoni Harris, which was Ra's first professional session. Pork and Beans, a song by Dozier and his Dukes of Swing, Eric Dozier, which is a song that Sonny Blount wrote. The Cosmic Rays, Daddy Gonna Tell You No Lies, which was the first Saturn single, from the first Sun Ra album, Street Named Hell. And then The Magic City, Door Squeak from Strange Strings, Thither and Yon, Solar Drums, Rocket Number 9, what is it? Rocket Number 9, off, Take Off for the Planet Venus, cluster of galaxies, shadow world, cosmos in blue, Watusa, Selena's Fantasy by the Walt Dickerson Quartet, including Ra on piano, Batman from a children's album that the orchestra did with the Blues Project in January 66, Satellites Are Spinning, the Robin theme from that album sung by June Tyson, then Enlightenment from the 1971 Helsinki concert and the 1959 studio version mixed together, Outer Spaceways Incorporated, Infinity of the Universe, Ancient Ethiopia, Black Man, Love in Outer Space, Sun Ra and His Magic Band Will Entertain You Now, Space Loneliness, The Overseer, Calling Planet Earth, and Space is the Place. Tight, but a lot. What, 28 things or so in an hour? Not bad. So thanks for listening to The Chill Room and Kill Radio tonight, and come back next week for even more antics out of this world. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.